wedding bells will ring so merrily, every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Very, very nice, Max. That was Smile a While, sung for you by Max Sievert. Your name, Max, is a little bit hard for me to enunciate. I don't know whether the fault lies in your name or my enunciation.
Well, I know there's a lot wrong with the name, Bill. I can tell you that.
What nationality is Sievert? S-I-E-V-E-R-T, isn't it?
That's German.
German.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do so well on a Scandinavian accent when you are of German origin?
Well, you know, I've been in and out around this town, Bill. I was in radio a while, and I was in the construction business. And you know, when you get on a construction job, it's Swedes. There's no question about it. It's Swedes, and they got to put the yois up here and all that stuff. And I just sort of acquired that sort of thing, I guess.
Well, it's a very, shall I say? It's a good accent. That's what I'll say.
Well, it fits in this town. I know that. There are a couple of Scandinavians scattered here and there, you know.
What time is your daily program going to be on with Ole Olsen?
Well, that's going to be on at 9:15 in the morning, Monday through Friday.
9:15?
Mm-hmm.
What about a singing program? Don't you have one of those?
Well, you know how it is. I've been busy here, and it takes time to get all this stuff cooked up.
I see. Well, I'd get in there and see that I got on the air to sing if I were you.
Oh, we'll be in there, Bill.
Fine.
We'll be in there.
Thanks a lot, Max Sievert. Where's Daphne this afternoon, Max?
Oh, she's home with the radio on, you know. It's up to her to get all the neighborhood listening in here.
I wonder if they can hear us out in Richfield.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to know, wouldn't you?
Yes. I wish if anyone were listening and can hear us out at Richfield, they'd write us a letter and let us know. WPBC.
Sure. Call us up, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We want to know if we can get out to Richfield or not. Time is now 20 minutes after 12, folks, and we don't have the temperature, but we have a lot of windows in our station out here at 1133 Stinson Boulevard. I don't know why, but some radio stations, and many of them, don't have too many windows. And I suppose the reason is that they are supposed to be acoustically treated, and too much flat surface, such as a window pane, sort of makes the sounds inside the studio bounce back and forth. Well, bounce or no bounce, we have a large picture window in this studio that we're in right now, and we can see way across the country, and it's a very nice day out today. We've had several lovely ones, of course, you know. Well, now, one of our stockholders is Clayton Baker, and his wife is a singer. And Clayton, from what I hear, is a singer, too, but we couldn't get him on the air today. Now, Mabel Baker has been singing around the Twin Cities community for a long time. She's a graduate of Northwestern University, and she's done solo work in many churches all over town. She's worked in quartets. She's directed musical groups. She's done professional readings and many, many other things. And, of course, inasmuch as she is a stockholder, why, we want her on the air. Mabel just hit me over the head and said she did not buy her way into this radio station. Well, seriously, folks, many, many nights since we have begun this project, I have hoped and prayed to myself that we would never forget the deeper causes and the deeper reasons for the establishment of a radio station, and never, never would forget the responsibilities that we have to you, the listeners, and to all the people in the entire community, the responsibility to be visitors in your home, to entertain, and to be of service to the entire community. We hope that you and all of us here will get to be good friends in the years to come, and will get to know each other very, very closely. I think it is altogether fitting and proper on an opening day of a radio station that we have someone such as Mabel Baker to sing for us the Lord's Prayer.
In heaven, forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Very nicely done, Mabel. Couldn't have been better. Now the time is 25 and a half minutes after 12 o'clock. You may be wondering why we're giving the time so often, but WPBC, I think, will become rather famous, I hope, for giving the time and temperature often. I'd be giving the temperature often, but I don't know what it is. So if the weatherman is listening, Mr. Weatherman, maybe somebody better go look at the weather ball on top of the Northwestern National Bank. That doesn't give the temperature, though, does it? Just flashes on and off and things. Well, I want to introduce another one of our staff members. He's a local boy, Lloyd Nelson, and he's an announcer. And hiya, Lloyd.
Hiya, Bill. Thanks for the intro.
You're entirely welcome. How long you been around the Twin Cities, Lloyd?
Well, this is my hometown, which would make it about 22 years.
Well, when we have those assignments to send someone out to get news items and so forth, you'll be the logical one to go then.
Well, yes.
I suppose you know the nooks and crannies of Minneapolis and St. Paul?
Well, leave us say we shall attempt it.
Oh, good. Lloyd, how long you been in the radio business?
Well, it's about 2.5 years now.
2.5 years. Are you any good?
Well, I'm here.
Good. Naturally.
WPBC, you know, first and foremost among the Twin Cities?
That is the answer. That is the right answer, Lloyd. Well, folks, Lloyd is going to be around all afternoon here on this party, and we'll be switching from one studio to another. Lloyd has some very nice recorded music lined up that he's going to play for you from studio one or two. We haven't even numbered our studios yet, Lloyd. Which is which, one or two?
Well, I'd say this was one and I'll be in two.
This is one and you'll be in two. Fine. Well, folks, when you hear Lloyd Nelson, you'll know that he's in studio two. And if you'd like to get a better picture, drop into our studio sometime. WPBC at 1133 Stinson Boulevard. 980 on your dial, right in the middle, too, isn't it, Lloyd?
Right. Convenient.
Yes, thanks a lot, Lloyd Nelson, for coming around. His name fits this community, too. Well, I think to end this first half hour of our inauguration ceremonies, inaugural ceremonies of WPVC today, it would be nice if our pianist, Don Dodge, would give us something rather zippy. Maybe
Diane?
Good, Don. Nice suggestion. Thank you. was Don Dodge playing Diane. Very good, Don. Nice. Now it's, as we say in radio, 29:30. That means 29 minutes and 30 seconds past 12 o'clock, of course, and we always have to shorten it around the radio station because that's when the station break comes. Station break at a radio station is when we say, this is WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company, 980 on your dial, Minneapolis and St. Paul, and surrounding territory, we think. Have a letter from, or a telegram from Minnetonka, haven't we, Becky?
Oh, Bill, the phone calls have just been pouring in. Nell out there at the switchboard is going to need another arm.
Nell, the belle of the switchboard.
Uh-huh. It was a telephone call, Bill. We've had so many here.
From Minnetonka?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yes, and from Richfield and Bloomington and St. Paul.
Well, we should be getting out farther than that. I wonder if anyone farther than Minnetonka has heard us yet.
If they have, I hope they'll be calling in. I'm all in shape to run back and forth from the switchboard.
Well, why don't you read off a few of these calls?
All right, I will. And Nell is having to write very, very quickly, so if I mispronounce names, it is all unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Govern from the Annals Publishing Company called, and also some of our friends listening at the Grain Exchange called.
Oh, is that... I think that's McGovern, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Francis McGovern, publisher of the Annals. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're glad to hear from Frank.
I'll say. And then our call from Lake Minnetonka came from Mrs. John Medvick, I believe it is, if I can read Nell's scribbles here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was coming in fine.
Glad to hear from her.
And then from Minneapolis, Nan and Claude Smith have called and said it's coming in fine and extend their congratulations. And from Bryn Mawr, that's in Minneapolis, Dick Shriver called and said it's coming in fine, and he says if you have any Dixieland music, he'd like to hear some.
A little Dixieland. Harry, would you dig up a little Dixieland for later on?
For Honey Child Shriver.
That's out at Shriver's in Bryn Mawr, mean the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Delicatessen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you get good ice cream and wonderful hamburgers and all that stuff.
Now, commercials later.
And Don Hansen from St. Paul called to say it's coming in fine.
Who's Don Hansen?
I don't know.
I wonder if that's our salesman.
Nell, was that our salesman, Don Hansen?
It was.
It was. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What's he doing home listening to the radio?
Yes, why isn't he out selling time?
Maybe he was in his car. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Or maybe in a future client's store, you know, listening.
We hope so, anyway.
Yes.
And Jan and Bob Collier, who live out near Richfield, called and said best wishes and that they're listening, too.
Oh, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Bert Sather. He called.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's kind of a coincidence, Bill. Mrs. Elmer Clark, who I used to know in my hometown of West Lafayette, Indiana, is in Minneapolis, and she called.
Is that right?
And said she was listening and sent her best wishes, too. Oh, and Max, here's one especially for you. Is Max still here?
Max Sievert? Yes. Yeah.
Max, do you know Bill Woods out in Richfield?
Why, I sure do. He's living with me.
He is.
Why, certainly.
Well, he called to give you some moral support.
Did you bribe Bill to call up and say he could hear the station out of Richfield?
No, I didn't do that. I got another one here from Richfield, as far as that goes.
Okay, what is it?
It's from my neighbor, Mrs. Helen Andreessen. She calls and sends congratulations, and I know she's listening in. She's going to be listening in because I've got a little program. I know she's going to be one of my listeners on that program in the morning.
How are you twisting her arm? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm not twisting anybody's arm. You know, naturally, WPBC has got the best here, and we've been telling them that. They can't help but listen in.
Are you prejudiced?
No, not a bit.
Not a bit.